meeting ID 935442-9176. Password is same as the other ones. 301715. Tuesday evening, June 29th at 7:32. So everybody's had a look at their agenda, and we'll move right into item two, new and other business, 2A, request for a decision, fire hall lot purchase. So, Dennis?
Yeah, just to mention that the funds have been transferred to the lawyer just today at 4:30. So our lawyer has it and it'll be paid and the land will be ours tomorrow. The request here is that you see you read the letter, Richard heard both his hands, he can't move out. So I was talking to Bill and said, yeah, okay. From our lawyer. $1,000 a month for him to live there for the 2 months. $1,000. He can't rent out in the hotel because it's ours. He has to get insurance on his own house, pay his own utilities, and whatever else the lawyers come up with. You know, lawyers, they pick us up. So when I get that, hopefully tomorrow, we can give it to Richard and say, here, there's your money. Sign this if you want to stay there.
Okay. I think I probably know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Would we be permitted, seeing as we are not going to be using the property until we have figured out a design for the fire hall and all of that, as a commission, would we be permitted to rent out the property to someone who would be interested in operating it as a motel?
Do you have any opinion on that, Lance? Have you come across that? I don't know if it was you or the lawyer.
I have private clients that rent out their facilities to the point where it's actually commercial.
Yeah, like we rent out to the ambulance people,
yeah.
But for private use, there was something from the lawyer, we thought about that before. And it came
Have to rent it to them at a fair market value. Yeah. You can't have any advantage. So you have to determine what fair market value is to that person to rent it to, and then whatever they do with it is not, and then you have to have whatever rules you need to put in to protect your property.
You don't want to compete with private sector.
Yeah.
No,
that's a big
mistake. I understand that the private sector was, there were concerns expressed that there's not enough, well, COVID is a little different story, that there's not enough accommodation.
But then we would have to look at all kinds of things, insurance, liability, everything.
Well, I understand that,
yeah.
But
yeah.
If we are permitted to do it, maybe it's worthwhile to do it, or maybe we could offer it as, sure, that may be. We don't know if we're going to demolish it, but, somebody who wants to operate it as affordable housing. There's no place for anybody to live here. And we desperately need affordable housing in Chester. That could be.
Let me check with the lawyer.
Okay.
You know, this is just a house, but if you're running a business, I don't know if you have to get inspected, building inspector to make sure, you got the fire extinguishers around. They came around today to inspect our fire extinguishers. You know, all those things, every day or something. So
I'm just thinking,
it would take a lot
of issues where people are not able to find someone to work here. I experienced that myself when I was trying to hire people. Nobody wants to drive the distance. And I know that there's one place I was told today that I can't find a chef because there's no place to live. So at least short term, and then maybe look long term at a solution for affordable housing for the village.
It seems to me that this was raised early on, and somebody made the comment that we're not landlords.
I'm not suggesting that we be landlords.
You mean turn it over to someone else here?
Yeah.
You run, turn it back to Richard.
Yeah,
but then you're going to get the backlash. Okay, you bought the property to build on, to build a fire hall. Now you're, getting into something else. Well, focus on building the fire hall. Because
well,
we have
so
costs.
We need a design,
yes.
We need
yes.
the money to be able to build
yeah.
it. We need to apply for grants from the feds and the province in order to apply for infrastructure funding. So there's a whole lot of stuff that needs to be done, and I think it would be more responsible to have it being put to good use rather than having an empty lot for the next, I think it's going to be probably at least 2 years, maybe longer, might be longer.
I like your idea of running it by the way.
Yeah, you're gonna have to because it's, I think it gets really complicated to have somebody living on the property. We don't know anything about the property, you know.
That's why
I've never walked on it.
To do it, but you know, maybe this is a moot point. Maybe that we would not be permitted to rent it out to somebody to do it that way. But if you could look into that,
yeah,
we'll investigate.
Yeah, and that's it. So I just wanted to get a motion to approve. Richard staying there for 2 months, what he asked, and $1,000 a month, or he want to make it more. That's a little more intelligent.
Can I just add one question before we go? This power pole, this is a distant power pole on the property, which, where exactly is that pole? It's not going to cause any problem with burnt building, new hall, or tire macron, has done something that can do the where we don't want it to be.
The power pole. Jeez, we're going to be going back up there. The power pole's right on down his
close to the property line.
It's close to the
probably
property line.
In the middle of his right of way.
So it's not going to can't be on
it's,
him. It was on him.
It's not on.
I just want to know if it's not somewhere where we don't want it to be. We find it later on. It's like it was an original agreement.
Yeah,
purchase agreement about the power pole being identified, and we just got back from registries the land. The title and all
yeah.
the maps and everything on it.
I think it relates to that once we get by, if we get by all the hurdles and we actually start construction, the pole will have to be moved.
At his expense.
At his
because
expense.
Because it's
okay.
his property.
Yeah. And that was an agreement.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So just a motion.
I'll make a motion. Second.
A motion by Joanne, second by Nancy, for the Bar Hall lot purchase. All those in favor? Carried. 2B is...
Can I just assure you, back up on that one. Yeah, it does say Fire Hall lot purchase, but it was the motion I want is to allow Richard to remain...
With rent of $1,000.
$1,000 a month. That'll be the motion.
Yeah. Okay.
It's just that's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Everybody's good. $1,000. Okay. That's going to be in the motion. And we'll get the agreement. And I'll email for everybody when I get it. You can take a look at it there for the comments or anything. And then we'll get it to Richard. Otherwise, the bill is going to evict them.
Yeah.
So we just want to sign it. Okay.
So, we have the motion to permit Richard to stay as per the lease agreement.
$1,000.
All those in favor? Motion carried. Now, we do have we have to rescind. Then we're going to have to talk to that, too.
Yeah. I didn't have any page numbers on there, but I did a request for a decision, and since talking to Lawrence, we need a motion on that $123,000 for our budget to balance it. So the motion is to rescind motion number 21022, and I believe that was January 10th we made that motion. Oh, February 10th, it's right there. I'm not going to read it. And the motion was... the motion will read to rescind this motion number, the approval of the redemption of investments in the building reserve, the fire apparatus reserve, the operating reserve, and furthermore to establish a repayment of the fire apparatus and operating reserve funds over a 3-year term with an interest rate of 1.17 paid in equal installments plus interest annually, and further. And furthermore, administration would present an offer to purchase the property at an agreed amount to the vendor. That part has been done, but we're sitting the whole motion. So the new motion would be, with a new number, which I don't have, to approve the redemption, again, of the investments in the building reserve and fire apparatus reserve, and transfer the operating reserve of $123,351.21 to the operating account, to the bank account. And it would say, and furthermore, to establish a repayment into the fire apparatus funds over a three-year term with an interest rate of 1.17%, paid in equal installments plus interest annually. And I don't think we need to present the offer of this one, because it's already done. It's a new point. So that's the motion.
I think that's an excellent motion. I'll make it.
Joanne second. All those in favor?
One second. Oh. I want to ask a long question.
Sure.
So you reviewed this with Dennis?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks like a good plan.
Yeah, so essentially, instead of, you're just transferring the money that you transferred earlier in the year back.
Okay.
So it's a wash on the emergency.
Okay. And what did you say we would have left in case of emergency, the operating reserve?
Okay, yeah, that's the point.
Just
for everybody to, I'll speak to our bank account, what we have in it. Today we have about $914,000, take out the $665,000 as being transferred for the purchase of property. So that'll leave us with, I don't know what it was, we had a road down to be exact, $200,000+. July, we get our next taxes from the municipality of $220,000. So we have a lot of money in the bank. You know, we have $400,000+ in the bank. Again, we get our next money from the municipality taxes October. However, we also apply for HST rebate from the government, and we'll get back the $57,000 HST paid on this. Plus, we buy things throughout the year, throughout the, next few months, 6 months, and that's usually around $25,000-$30,000, depending. So there's a good $80,000 that we're going to get back, HST rebate. So we got enough money in the bank.
Okay.
So got the move, got the second. All those in favor? Carried.
I just want to say another thing. On this whole thing with the budget, that's the next thing we've got to prove. But with the budget and borrowing from the operating reserve, I don't like to touch the reserves, if possible. I was hoping this year, we have enough money in the bank, and I still kind of disagree with Lawrence. But if we got money in the bank and we're not going to use it, I like to put it to get some interest. Right now, the interest is crappy, so it doesn't make much difference, but still, it forces you to save. And I was hoping we had something in the budget where we could put money for build up the building reserve.
Right.
Something like that. But right now, we don't have anything, and we have money in the bank. So, last year, I think we did, we have a surplus, maybe because of COVID, we had a lot of expenses. Because things were shut down. The crossing guards weren't being used, the pool, a lot of things didn't happen. But I'd like everybody to consider things to go along with Lawrence or the new auditor.
Can't wait until the second or third quarter and see how things are.
I'd like to make a motion to move money later in the year. It doesn't have to be part of your budget. Because that 123 full times was not part of the original budget. Because the 123 is a motion made after you already approved your budget.
Yeah.
And then that motion you just made now is not part of your budget either. So you can only move money if you have excess at any time.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be part of the budget.
No, I'm just saying that we do have money in the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of municipalities and some of them I work with, we have a line of credit. Because you get your taxes at certain times of the year, once a year or twice a year, you get your taxes and you run out of money, so you get a line of credit and you operate like that. you know, you get a good rate from the bank. I'm like, well, we don't have to use it, thank God. You know, so. That's all I want to say on that.
Okay, so we'll move along to 2B, and it's approval of the budget we have here. Would you like to mention anything about that, Nancy?
No, thanks.
Okay, does anybody else have a question on the budget? You all have a random thought. Any questions? Let's approve this thing. Keep going on. Okay? I need a motion, please, to approve. It was a move by the...
Moved by Nancy, seconded by me. Okay.
Not for the budget.
Oh, okay.
That was for the...
purchase. You moved the purchase.
That was for the rescinding of the promotion.
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you.
So, Michael.
You know, just for public interest, what is the tax rate? Going to be?
15.17 cents.
Thank you.
No change from... last year, no change in the last 3 or 4 years. No change. We made that motion at the last meeting not increase taxes.
Yeah. So everybody has been issued with the new budget, final budget. I'm hearing no questions about it. Let's get a motion to accept this budget.
So,
Joanne moved. Seconder, please. Michael, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Dennis, you haven't done this.
No, you're
don't throw it.
No, I know. You notice on my RFD, that's the actual motion.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Bill, you were writing on it.
Yeah.
And that's what it'll state. I don't like just using, you got a budget. I'd rather have stated that the 2021 operating budget in the amount of operating budget $664,060. The 2020 capital budget amount of is 110.
110,450.
The
Lido pool
transfer, the transfer from Lido pool reserves into the operating amount of 45,000. Right? Is that good, Lawrence? And the transfer of reserves, fire apparatus, 50,938.47. That's the repayment.
And fire apparatus.
Fire apparatus, the annual 150,000, and cross out the repayment of the operating reserve. And it says there, Michael, the 2020-21 village rate of 0.1517 per $100 of assessment. So that's the motion. You moved it.
Yeah.
So, right, we need a motion for this. Dennis would like to.
Well, which you did, Joanne did.
Joanne did.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Is it carried? Did everybody vote?
All those, okay, yes, it was carried.
Okay.
All right. And before we, that's all on the agenda. But before we adjourn, I'd just like to read nomination day tomorrow.
5 o'clock, I'm here at 5.
June 30th. Annual public meeting is July 7th. So you got to prepare for that one. The advance poll is July the 10th,
Saturday.
The election poll day is July 13th,
Tuesday.
Bad day, 13th, bad day.
And then
our next regular meeting, when New Jersey will be sworn in, July 21st,
7th. So we only need 2 sets of papers filed. That's my understanding.
I don't know.
I'm sorry?
So far, we only have 2 sets of papers filed?
Yes.
And
yes.
If we do not get any more papers filed, then there is no election.
That's right. Correct. Affirmation.
Right. And if that's the case, do you want to move the first meeting up to the second Wednesday in July?
And you guys still have to be sworn in, things like that.
I have to get ready for the meeting.
Whatever.
You know, and right now with the annual meeting and getting the banking done, what I'd like to do tomorrow or cooperator right away, we make motions to donate money.
Yes.
To various places.
Mm-hmm.
And $500 plate house, $500 to the yacht club and the Heritage Society.
Yeah.
I don't think they're doing anything. It was $500 to the art center.
Yeah.
You'll have to call ahead and see if anything's happening. Right. So I think the fireworks are canceled, the parade of sales
canceled.
It's like everything's
until Maple Day.
Right. Yes.
So they'll get the money and just save it till then.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometime around the same. They should come back and tell us what they spent on. I'm going to show some of those things.
Well, they have to.
Hey.
Okay, Michael. Hearing nothing further.
Call me in the dirt.
Thank you.
Bye.